greatest story ever told. Today, we present They Did Not Receive Him, a drama based on an event described in the ninth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, an event in the greatest life ever lived.
His disciples, if we do not do our best to protect him.
We'll serve him best by doing what he asks us to do. By believing him, by following his ways, even if it is difficult and dangerous.
You are right, John. We must do as we've been told.
Well, there's a bench down there in the valley. John and I must prepare a place for the master as he instructed us.
Perhaps the dangers have been exaggerated. Come, John.
You passed the town gate.
Well, in that case, you know we've done nothing wrong.
Now, see here. That attitude will get you into trouble around these parts.
Sentry, unless we've done something wrong, violated one of your laws or customs, you have no right to stop us.
Oh, no? You were going to say something about the way we dress. Don't you like it? Or do you think these clothes are better?
Please. Brother was only saying there's so little difference between your people and ours.
Aside from some little difference in dress,
can you tell one from the other?
We can always tell the difference.
You may think so, but it's not true.
Oh, isn't it? You know, I don't like your attitude.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've done nothing wrong.
That's not for you to judge. In fact, I think the two of you had better come along with me.
But why? You have no right to
take it. That's one argument we can settle right now. I'll show you that I do have a right. with this.
There's no need to thrust a dagger at him.
Then is the argument settled?
Of course. Entry.
Come along.
Said to myself, these two strangers, I don't like the look of them. Walking through our town, staring, criticizing us. So I said to myself...
Anthony, it seems you're quite fond of talking to yourself, hmm?
Oh, sorry, sir.
Get to the point.
Yes, sir. Well, I brought the two of them here. I said, it's a matter for the town authorities, isn't it?
You did the right thing. Bring them in.
Yes, sir. You two, in here. Here they are, sir.
No, that's Henry.
Yes, sir.
Now, look at you two.
Sir, if I may say so.
When I'm looking, I do not like to be disturbed.
But see here, sir.
Yes, John. Now, where did you two come from?
Across the border.
North or south?
North, of course.
I want answers, not comments.
We could only have come from the north. You know that.
You were traveling south, then. Tell me, do you propose to settle here?
No. We only stopped lodging.
You've already answered that when you said no. Now, then, if you weren't going to settle, did you have business here? If so, where? With whom?
Yes, sir. No business.
Then that means you were going to Jerusalem.
But, of course.
Yet you didn't see fit to admit that before, did you?
You didn't ask us. If you had, we wouldn't have concealed it. We have nothing to hide.
I'm afraid your protestations come too late. You knew very well that's what I wanted to know.
Please, sir, we came here as travelers, seeking lodging for our master.
Surely that is no crime?
As the elder of this town, it's my duty to prevent rather than punish wrongdoing. Anything suspicious, I investigate. Anything dangerous, I deal with.
Do you think we're something to deal with?
I don't know yet.
Then, are we free to go?
An innocent man wouldn't be so anxious to get away.
Sir, you've insulted and taunted us. You've treated us like criminals. And yet you have charged us with new crimes. We have a right to know if we've done anything wrong.
You come over the border trespassing on our land. You come here to sneer at us and act like our betters, to make disparaging remarks about us.
You hate us, don't you?
We hate no one.
You mean to say you come from Galilee and you do not hate Samaritans and you expect me to believe you?
Sir, if you would only try to understand. We've been taught the law. All people.
At least till you're safely back across your own border.
You don't understand, sir. Perhaps we should have told you. We come here to secure lodging for the one we follow. We call him the Master.
Master, yes, I've heard of him, but he's a Galilean. He must hate us like the rest of you do.
Oh, no, sir. You don't know him if you say that.
And I suppose this Master wants to come here and try to change us to his way of thinking.
I couldn't think of a place that needs it more.
Really?
No. May we go?
Yeah. Perhaps that's what I ought to do, let you go now. It would serve you right.
What do you mean by that?
You hear that noise outside my door? Haven't you been listening to it? What do you think it is? An enthusiastic crowd seeking to give me a warm welcome?
John, it is a crowd.
Yes, James.
Right. It's an angry crowd.
Hostile.
And why do you think they're in front of my house?
I'll tell you why. They know about you. The sentry must have told them. It doesn't take long for the word to travel when some of you Galileans are here. It doesn't take long for two men to become four, and four, eight, and eight, a mob. Just the mention of your country does that here, you know. Now, shall I turn you loose? I am so anxious to go now.
John, would they dare? Men in a mob dare things that none of them would ever do on their own. Mobs are like that.
Yes. I know. Tell me, do you love them now? You who've been taught to love all people? Huh? Do you? You don't have to answer. A man has many tongues which speak for him. Though he's silent, he gives himself away. Look in your eyes, those beads of perspiration on your forehead and your lips. You're afraid.
Yes. Yes, I am afraid.
And I, too. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Well, then listen to me. I don't want my actions to be misinterpreted. I hate you as much as they do, more if that's possible. I don't like being looked down on by you Galileans or treated like an outcast. I don't like that at all.
But I didn't want to see any violence, any blood spilled. So I'll make it possible for you two to get away from here. But go back across the border. Get out of this country and back into Galilee. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Now, come with me.
Sir, you're going to the door.
Yes, I'm going to the door.
They're out there threatening us.
I know, but this is the only way. Come along.
Yes, sir.
You listen to me.
Just tell us one thing. Do you have them in there?
All of you, listen to me.
The only thing we want to listen to is this. Do you have those two in there?
You be quiet, Jeffo. I know you. You're always looking for some kind of trouble.
Tell us, are they friends of yours? Why are you shielding them?
Now, will you listen to reason?
Reason? I've got 50 good reasons for getting my hands on those two. We'll show them, those people from across the border. We'll give them a taste of Samaritan hospitality.
Sentry! Sentry!
Yes, sir.
Take that man, Jethro. Arrest him. Take him away.
Yes, sir. Come along, Jethro. Come along.
Traitor! 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 Traitor!
Now, friends! Friends! Listen to me. Listen. Yes, the Galileans are here. I have been talking to them. But they don't look like the high and mighty people that they lead you to believe that they are. Oh, as a matter of fact, two humbler looking specimens you've never seen. Here, just look at them. And to tell you this, they've done nothing wrong, I'm sure of it. No, we should be very kind to them. We should let them leave here, huh? Yes, of course.
Now then, you're coming right up my conscience. You should go free.
Thank you, sir.
If it hadn't been for you to receive your thanks till you hear what I've got to say, you're free to go, but don't you ever come back. And don't be bringing that master of yours back here either. And one other thing,
yes?
From the moment you step foot outside my door, you will start in the direction of the border, but you won't just walk. He will run every single foot of the way to the border, huh? What do you think of that, huh?
Well, you're free now.
John, what are we to do?
Run, of course.
Come on.
Faster, James. There's something over something in this place. Start being angry with us. This is very far to the town, James. I can see it now.
Yes.
We'll be safe again. We're far beyond it.
Without me, Jim. Maybe risking life in vain instead of fooling. Go on! Go!
No, Jim. Here, let me help you out. We'll
eat here together or not at all.
It's hard to tell from much in this dusk. The shadows are too deep in the valley. Yes, I should have been back by now. Oh, to us. What do you think's happened? I'm not the one for puzzling out things.
You are.
Well, I can make a reasonably correct guess. I left here early this morning.
About more than half a morning's journey to the town.
You can see it from here. They should have come back when the sun was directly overhead. Yet they weren't. Surely it means trouble.
from the people down there. There's no danger we can see.
Yes, food.
Yes?
Tell me, do you see moving across the plain?
Well,
up there. You can see?
Yes. It looks like a man.
That man, I
saw it.
It's a man carrying something. It is very heavy. He's full of sand.
Oh, he
looks like John.
The word is. It's half our minds.
No, you could have left him in the village to prepare.
No. Now I can see now. What John's carrying? It's a little man. A body.
Come, Thomas. We'll see if we can go away quickly.
And then they laughed, and we started to run.
Hanging this wasn't enough for them. It couldn't satisfy their hatred. They threw stones, and one of them hit me. You can think of yourself what it did to him. He fell. I picked him up.
The rest you know. John, hard to believe it.
You can doubt if you wish, Thomas, but I told it as it happened.
It doesn't make sense. Why should they attack two men so obviously friendly and harmless as you and Jane?
Oh, Thomas, you know Jane. Don't guess he would do anything to stir up trouble.
Of course he wouldn't. Do you mean to say it was sheer hatred unprovoked that made them attack two strangers?
Yes, Thomas, yes.
Such people are evil indeed.
I say we should not let this action go unanswered.
You and I, Peter.
No, John. Listen over a change. You're too gentle, that's the trouble. What they need is a lesson. A strong lesson. What they could not learn from friendship, they might learn from force.
And, Peter, perhaps we'll not so far apart.
What do you mean?
I've thought of this ever since it happened. I thought people so evil should surely be made to pay for their sins. Pity evils merely because they come from another place or wore different clothes or speak a little differently.
You kill a man for that?
Yet they almost killed James. The very same stone could have done it if it had struck him on the temple.
Exactly. They should be made to pay for this. But not by Peter or any of the others going down there. There's another way. A better way.
John said there was a better way. Well, John, we're waiting to hear.
The minister has performed many great and wonderful things in our presence. His wrought cures, miracles. And has he not fed thousands from a handful of food?
Yes, John. Well?
Then he could do this.
Do what? What do you mean?
Raise his hand and call upon the great power of God from above to strike and destroy that evil Samaritan village.
But, John...
He could strike it down with fire as Sodom was struck, and Gomorrah, too.
Yes, he could do that.
Then, if you will agree with me, I shall ask him.
They have earned it by their hatred.
They tried to kill James.
Well, brothers, how shall it be? Is it agreed?
Oh, yes, John. All right.
Then it's settled. James and I shall ask the master when he returns.
Thank you.
Master's tone.
Master, you rebuke John. Why?
No. No. The master is right. Master. Master, the port is nigh. I should have known what you would say. Forgive us for what we've asked.
Forgive me. But I'm ashamed. Ashamed, Master.
John, wait. Wait for me.
Peter, how could I have done it?
How?
Death is no excuse for me.
No shall be crying the guilt for all of us.
I'm the guilty one.
The Master taught us to forgive. But when we were hurt, the first thing I did was to forget his teaching of forgiveness and brotherhood.
How like the Master to choose to exercise his power out of hatred.
But to choose the word forgiveness, love.
I will never be able to face him again, Peter.
Never.
You will.
It was the elder of the Samaritan village who asked me, do you love them now?
But I didn't.
No, I feared them. Hated them.
We are only human, John. So far from perfect.
The Master knows that. That's why he's so patient with us.
The true test of love for our fellow man is
not how we
act when we love,
but when we're hating. Peter, if that village had been consumed by fire, it would have been another evidence to use to keep alive the hatred between us and the Samaritan.
Exactly, John. A hatred feeds on hatred. To be sure we wish to be his followers, then we must turn hatred to love. But that's the only way to bear along with the hatred. Whether it's between individuals or people or nations.
Believe me, Peter. Next time I meet hatred, I will not seek revenge. I will know his rebuke to us.
His word. That's all mine. Did not come to destroy men's lives,
but to save them.
Ever lived.